How do the front forks on your motorcycle look? Well, my bike's a year and a half old, 16,000 miles. I've already got a few nicks in there. And today, we're going to see if we can't fix that. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks. We talk about riding, rallies, gear, Harley-Davidson news, and we do some wrenching videos, which is what we're up to today. So, I've been riding that bike for the last couple weeks. That's a loaner for Harley-Davidson. That is the new 2026 CVO Street Glide ST. And I've not ridden this bike much. A little bit this year, but I mean, March, you know, I did Daytona. We rode a little bit in April, spring fling. I took this bike, but I probably haven't rode it more than 1,000 miles so far this spring because I've been riding Harley-Davidson's bikes for reviews or press launches. And I got this product sent to me for free. So bear that in mind. I got it from Cruise Armor. They sent to me last fall just as it was getting cold. And you're supposed to apply this in the warm weather. And I just haven't got it done yet this spring. So today is a nice warm day. I'm spent a little time in the shop. I cleaned up the bikes. We rode in the rain yesterday and stuff. And I thought, well, this would be a great day to put this on. So I just watched their install video. And if you haven't heard of them, this is, I assume, a 3M type film like I did on the decals and stuff. But it is some kind of film that you apply to the front forks. And they say if they're already scratched and nicked, that they'll cover that up. And that this is self-healing. So if you get a nick in it, it'll heal itself. I find that very interesting. My wife just got a 2026 Street Glide. And I think this would be something great to put on the front of that to keep it from getting scratched and nicked right off the bat. But I'm not familiar with this product. Again, they have sent this to me. So we're going to try it out. They didn't ask me to make a video even. They just asked me to give it a try and to let them know what I honestly thought of it. So we're going to see how it goes on, what it looks like, what it's done. And then, you know, I guess if I'm really impressed with it, we'll see about getting some, maybe a whole kit for her bike. Because they do saddlebags, like the front face of the saddlebag where it gets bugs and grit on it going down the road. They do forks. They have screen protectors. They sent me a screen protector for the display on these and stuff. So I might look at getting a whole setup from them for her bike to protect it because it's new. Less than 500 miles on it. So this is the ideal time to apply something like this, rather than doing it after it's all scratched and nicked. All right, guys, I don't know how well you can see it, but I've already cleaned this, but that's a small nick right there. See that? That's a nick. There's a couple others down through here. You can see some of that. I've already wiped this down with a cloth with alcohol and water solution in it, trying to get all the bug guts and everything off and get it all cleaned up. We're going to go ahead and apply their film. They say to apply soapy water to it and then put it on and then squeegee it out. So it's much a process similar to what I did with the decal kit. So we're going to try and put it on today. And then we're going to see how it looks. We'll do one side and then we'll compare them directly one side to the other. And then I'll do the other side. Hey guys, I wanted to take a second and thank today's sponsor for this video. That's the Factory Match. And I think that ties in great with the Cruise Armor stuff because you get things like this painted radiator trim or the eyebrow underneath the headlight that's color matched. And you want to take care of it. You don't want to get rock chips in it. You know, front fenders like the one I've got from Clockworks has already got one in it. You know, I kind of wish I'd known about this product sooner. Definitely something I'm interested in, I think ties well to these custom painted parts and stuff. If you don't know about the Factory Match, they make the greatest color match parts. I've got my front fender, my headlight trim, my radiator trim from them, my inner fairing. All that stuff looks excellent. They do a great job, and it's a small business based out of South Dakota. They're good friends with the Clockworks guys and stuff, so he can get you Clockworks windshields and other things like that and stuff. So if there's something that you want that you don't see on their website, reach out to him. You never know. He may have a connection. He can pick it up. I think they're starting to do wheels and stuff now, too. So anyway, I wanted to thank Josh and his crew for supporting the channel. And if you guys want to save a little bit on something from the Factory Match, you can use my code down there in the description below to save 5% on your next purchase from the Factory Match. Y'all take it easy. Let's get back to the video. All right, guys. The fork legs, both of them are done. Looks great. I did not look and see what the price of these are, so I'm going to throw it up on the screen right now just so you'll know what the fork legs come with. And they sent me a screen protector. They gave me a matte one and a gloss one. I'm going to try the gloss one. So we might put the matte one on Firecracker's bike and let her try that, see what she likes. And we're going to look at getting some of this stuff for her new bike. I think this would be a great way to help protect the paint on a brand new motorcycle before you start getting rock chips and stuff. I already noticed a few chips in mine. Let me show you. 18 months old, and that's a chip. I can feel it right there. And then I found one down here, right there. See it? That's a chip, too. Into the paint. I can feel it. I expect I'll get some up there maybe at some point. I know I've got one on this lower painted radiator cover. Yeah, I got one or two on the radiator cover down here as well already. All right, guys, can you tell which size has the cruise armor on it and which side does not by looking? I mean, from here it may be hard to see. Let's get up close. That looks pretty good. Shiny. Can you even see the seam in there? Because it's right there, but boy, it's hard to see with your eye. Now, this is the side that does not have the cruise armor. You can still see the nicks and stuff as you go down through it. See those, all those right in there. This side wasn't any better, but it sure looks better. I don't know how well it shows up on the camera, but in person, you can definitely see a difference that the right side of the bike, this side over here that I just put the armor on, looks a lot better than this side over here. It's just shinier. I can't wait to see how it does with the self-healing aspect. I'm going to check it after I put some miles on it. But it looks good so far. I think I'll be checking some of this out, seeing what they have to go on the wife's new 2026 Street Glide. If you've tried the cruise armor, leave me a comment down below. Let me know what you're running it on, how the results have been, what you think of it. Your response will help other people watching this video. It's new to me, but I definitely liked what I saw in their demo videos, and I liked the way it looks when I put it on. I'm excited to try some more of this stuff. Let me know what you guys think of it. And if you like this video, don't forget to give it a big thumbs up. That really helps the channel grow. If you want to see more content like this, please consider subscribing to the channel. Ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video so you don't miss any of them. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.